Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series. Today, I'm joined by Dawn Christine. She's a certified mindset and belief system coach whose mission has been to help others create new beliefs about themselves, especially after trauma or toxic relationships. She helps others by assisting in mindset shifts so they can push through fears, old beliefs, and create their best life with a healthy, fresh mindset. Dawn, thank you so much for being here today. I'm super excited.
So excited too, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me on. This is an honor. Exactly. Like, let it out.
So let's talk about your work as a certified mindset and belief coach focuses on helping others transform their beliefs, particularly after trauma or toxic relationships. Can you maybe share a success story or maybe a couple of success stories where you witness someone break free from their past and cultivate new empowering beliefs, ultimately leading to a more purposeful and fulfilling life?
Honestly, Rachel, I love that question. And I can really use myself as an example here. You know, that's what inspired me to do this. I come from a very toxic background, family structure, and it inspired me to help others. Once I created new belief systems for myself and started the work and really dug into the work and unpeel those onion layers, so to speak. It sent me on a path to help others. I realized what did work, what didn't work, and it set me on this path to help inspire others and give them the tools that they needed to become successful and break through the trauma themselves.
You know what? I'm somebody who's very spiritual, and I have to say my spiritual path started with mindset work. Like,
absolutely.
I had to shift my beliefs, my mindset before I opened myself up to this whole other realm. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Before this, you know, I didn't have a lot of spirituality. I was one of those, like, you know, how come everything is, you know, like Chicken Little, like, why is everything happening to me? And, you know, you get in that mindset and it's not, you know, it's not a healthy mindset. And I had to shift that, and I had to bring spirituality back into my life in order to set the foundation of my new belief system. So I love that question.
No, it's like, it's very like, I sit there and I think about, okay, what did I do? Because we've been on this path a long time, you know, and I'm like, what did I start with? You know, what was my starting point? And honestly, I can 100% tell you it was mindset. You know,
yes.
It was mindset, using the law of attraction, like really shifting what is possible to have a limitless life. Not that everything's rainbow and butterflies, but I bet for you now, like you use yourself as an example that you've gone through these traumas and been able to shift your mindset. Are you able now to shift out of any type? Because we get into negative mindsets. It happens.
Of course.
Can you shift?
That's being human. Yeah. I mean, I can't sit here and pretend like, oh, it's perfect. Like, I still get in those situations where, you know, I start, it's almost like a trigger, like you start to go down that path. But now it's being aware of it and like catching it and going, wait a minute. No. That was that girl like years ago. Like, I'm not going there anymore. And shifting, okay, like, why am I feeling this way right now? What triggered me to set me off? What happened today that got me into that headspace? And that's like, I think the number one thing to do is recognizing it first, creating that awareness so that you can shift that mindset.
Absolutely. I think a lot of it, and you just hit that right on the head. It's really self-reflection. Like, you maybe in the past when you're like, oh my gosh, victim mindset, the whole world is falling down. Why is my life this? Why is my, you know, like not
we need to also like realize that we're participants in this life. We're co-creating right. with divine or whomever you believe in, you know, right. and we have to self-reflect. Did you find that when you started maybe to go, and not, I'm not saying that you weren't introspective before, but I would imagine you became more reflective when you shifted into this, when you shifted into mindset work.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right with that. I mean, it, you know, for me too, it was realizing that I am a spiritual being too, that I, like, I am divine. Divine is me. We are one, we are connected. And once I shifted that and I realized like, I'm not separate from it. It is not separate from me. It empowered me to know that even though I always felt like I was doing this alone because I didn't have, you know, people to help me with this. It was me, myself, and I, but I had to realize like it really wasn't me, myself, and I this whole time. Like I had divine, I had divinity to help me with this. And once I realized like I had this entire support structure in a divine realm, it just made me feel more empowered that I am capable of anything I put my mind to.
Absolutely. And with this divine support structure, you realize that you're never alone.
That's right.
You know? And I would, you know, I do feel like sometimes in the spiritual path, there's isolation, there's loneliness, there's feeling lost and confused. And, you know, once you lock into that divinity, then you're like, I'm good.
Absolutely. Because you start to understand that you're not separate from it. It is not separate from you. We're light beings in human form.
Right. We're here to have a human experience.
Like- exactly. And nothing's to be perfect. You know, like we are human. We still have those human qualities. We still have the ego. Yeah. Like, you know, I never want to paint a picture like, oh my gosh, everything's so perfect. No, that's not life. You know, we're going to have the roller coaster life. It's just how you approach things once they come at you. Mm-hmm. And once you shift that and you realize you're not a victim,
right.
you're a victor. That's huge. That's huge in everything that people do in their lives.
It's so, so true. It's so funny. You even this morning, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, I am a soul having a human experience in my human body. I'm like, but I like some dirty things. Like it's just, but that's part of my human experience. Like to experience, to feel, to have senses. And I think we disconnect from that, you know, as humans, because I mean, I would imagine some of your clients you work with, before you really get into the nit gritty, it's like tunnel vision. Like, do you experience right. that at all where people are just
absolutely
like almost
right. Yeah. And they're stuck in their, you know, a lot of my clients, they're still stuck in their old belief systems. And that's what, you know, I don't focus on. So say the trauma, of course, I want to know about the trauma. I need to know the root, right? As most coaches need to know, but I don't stay there. It's like, okay, this is what you experienced. Now, what are we going to do to shift this? Because that's not, you are not attached to that. That like, I hate labels. You are not your trauma. You're not anything that happened to you. You experienced something, but you don't need to necessarily stay stuck in that setting. It's like a loop. So if you just detach and break away from it and then start focusing on what is true, what is real, what you truly know about yourself, it's shifting that mindset slowly and steadily. And then all of a sudden I see the shift. And I love it. I love when my clients come to me and I start to just the way they talk, the way they show up for themselves, using those I am affirmations when they speak, I'm like, do you realize what you're doing? And it gets me so excited that I get to literally see them transforming. I love it.
I love that. So trauma and toxic relationships can leave lasting scars on one's mindset and beliefs. Can you provide insights into the strategies you use to support individuals in overcoming the lingering effects of these experiences to instill a more healthy and fresh mindset?
Absolutely. I think first of all, humbleness has to come first and foremost. Gratitude. So there's certain things that I would encourage my clients to, you know, have at their true core value, because all people tend to think about is the trauma, the bad stuff. And instead of trying to find or shift it in a certain way, as, yes, this happened, but you don't have to remain in this toxicity at all times. So shifting that to get to it where it's almost like detaching from what happened, knowing what you stand for, what you want to do to create the life you want, and then creating the life you want. Mm-hmm. I think that's super important because a lot of people just feel stuck.
Yeah.
And my job is to kind of go to those dark places with them to try and getting to the root. Like I said before, it's all about that. So that way we can start figuring out what is real, right? What is just BS that you've heard these, you know, because everything, the whole world influences you. So it's really about what is true. Do I have facts to prove that what I'm being heard, you know, told is true? And then what is real for them? And then once we ground that foundation, then we set into, okay, diet, implementing self-care techniques, I am affirmations, binaural beats, meditation, finding a hobby, finding an outlet. So it's all these little things that we kind of set into motion and we start to build healthy habits. And it's take time. And you know, they really do.
And I like the fact that you blend practical application of, you know, maybe journaling and, you know, whatnot, but you're also pulling in this spiritual nature of oneself. I love the fact that you're partnering both of these paths together.
That's what I mean. I had to do that for my own life. So I know what worked for me and I want people, you know, and of course it's not a cookie cutter thing. Like I'm not telling my clients, oh, you need to do this. I just always encourage from my own personal story. This is what I know worked for me and having a balance,
yeah.
You know, it's so important. It's absolutely so important.
Absolutely. So mindset shifts are pivotal for personal growth. Yet fears and old beliefs hinder progress. How do you guide your clients maybe through these challenges, helping them to navigate their fears and transform their limiting beliefs into empowering ones, enabling them to create a life that they desire?
Oh, I love that question. I was driven by fear my whole life. So I can personally respond to this. My acronym for fear is face everything and rise.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. I was surrounded, like I grew up, everything was fear-based. So I was scared to push my limits. And fear to me, if something scares you, that means all the more you need to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, like starting my practice, it scared me to death at first because there's that fear of failure. Well, what does failure look like? What does success look like? It's different for everyone. It's pushing through it and realize if you don't do it, you're never going to know.
Yeah.
But at least trying and putting yourself out there to get the courage to push through it and going to that unknown territory is crucial for growth. You're never going to grow unless you push through the things that are holding you back in your life.
Absolutely. I love that you bring up the acronym for fear. So with my practice with IET, we do it false expectations appearing real. And it's,
I love that.
And I like yours too. So it's interesting that you said that you were very scared. My mom, it's very interesting. She said I was born scared. Like I was scared of ice cream, escalators, like, and I feel like, and I'm going to ask you this question. I feel like I've overcome so much fear in my life that really, when I'm looking back on it, I'm like, that was silly. That's me, my, you know, personal issue. I was trying to make two words in one. I guess I'm trying to ask you two questions. One, have overcome a lot of fear, now feel more empowered. Do you look back and you're like, interesting. That wasn't very scary.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I always try to remind myself is number one, the only time I ever look back is to see how far I've come.
Good point.
That is key for me because I don't want to focus, but I can look back even 2 years ago and be like, wow, I am so not that person anymore. And I've conquered through so many things in my personal journey of, you know, healing on my own, gravitating towards pulling my own self-care team, whether that was YouTube and books and all this stuff and music and creating this entire, you know, family, just pulling things from left field to try and get me through this. Yeah. And really, you know, being with myself, going within and being like, okay, well, why am I scared? Well, because I'm still attached to old belief systems. Because I think, you know, at the time, like, oh, what was said about me was true. So let's not do that anymore. Well, what is true? So it's like coaching yourself. So my very first client, you know what I'm saying? And I think that speaks to like how I even approach people that, you know, come to me, because I understand where they were and where their mind was. I had to coach myself and realize, no, like I will never grow if I don't push through this.
I love coaches that they actually like they've gone through it. Like, you know, you're authentic in your journey and in your truth. And you're like, look, I've been here. I can empathize with where you're at. And let me show you some tools to empower you for your future.
That's absolutely. True. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But you know what I mean? Because you can find. Yes. It's like when I'm looking for a coach, I'm searching online, or if I'm looking for a healer or whatnot, I want to know, have they experienced similar issues that I'm currently struggling with, you know?
Absolutely.
Because you're helping move people along, you know, on this
absolutely
journey.
Yeah, and that's one thing about me. I don't, you know, I approach all my clients. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm very honest. I will come out and be like, you know, because I feel I'm not doing them any justice if I'm going to say, oh, everything's going to be unicorns and rainbows. No, this is work. This is not, but if you want to change your life, you need to do the work. You're either all in or not. Yeah. And I'm there for those pivotal moments where they feel they can't push through it. And we get to the why behind the why. Well, why do you feel like that? And then it normally links back to something in their past. So it's conducting and, kind of reconstructing the water, so to speak, of, okay, well, you're stronger than you give yourself credit for, because in reality, like you've come this far. You took that first step in reaching out. So obviously you want change. So let's dive deeper. And it's not easy. It's not, but it's so worth it.
You're 100% correct. And another thing, and it's one thing I say to my clients, and you kind of just touched upon it, is that people don't realize how far up on the mountain they are because they're still in the trees. It's like, we don't give ourselves credit for, look, you've overcome all of this adversity, all of this trauma, and you're still, you know, you're contributing to society. You still have a positive mindset, that rippling of your energetic body that's going out to everyone around them. It sounds like that's something you touch on with your clients as well.
Absolutely. I talk to them about energy all the time. The higher you raise your vibration, the more, you know, negative attracts negative, positive attracts positive. It's just, that's the law of attraction. And once my clients understand that, it's like, oh, okay. And just shifting that mindset, you know, especially, you know, one of the hardest things for my clients is, you know, when I tell them doing the I am affirmations, and they're like, yeah, but I don't know what I am. And I'm like, And I challenge them. I'm like, really? Okay. So I tell them to get a piece of paper after our session. And I just tell them, okay, right, I am in the middle of it. I said, just go off the things you've done career-wise in your life. Write those down. Because people need to understand we're not our titles. We're more than that. Like, yes, I'm a coach, but I'm also a mom. I'm also a friend. I'm, you know, there's many different titles. We wear many hats, and people like to box us to like, you are this. No, we're so much more than that. And once you dive into all these different areas of your life, they filled up the whole page and they're like, whoa, like I didn't realize how many things I really am. And that gets the ball rolling. And then they start thinking outside the box, like, oh, I'm this. And oh, I'm that. And then I'm like, let's use words to describe who you are. And before you know it, they have back and front filled out. And I'm like, okay, well, now let's go there and start building your new belief system up.
That's beautiful. And once you have a strong, solid belief system, anything is possible.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you don't have that foundation, let me ask you this. I feel like you're going to hit a lot of roadblocks when you're trying to move forward.
Absolutely. Of course.
I'm like, she's like, don't even answer that question, Rachel.
No, no, but it's so true. But it's so true. You know, and I, you know, I really speak personally from this because I really relate to this. I had to endure all of these things. Yes. Like sometimes you feel like you take 10 steps forward just to go 15 steps back. But that's life. It's how you, it's again, how you approach it.
Yeah.
You can either wallow in it and be like, oh my gosh, or, okay, well, what do I need to do? If this didn't work out, okay, well, why? Mm-hmm. Something's happening for a reason. What can I do to improve? I don't believe in failure. I don't believe in things going wrong. It's either life lessons. Mm-hmm. We're getting taught. So if you keep repeating the same habit, that's going to keep coming towards you until you learn the lesson.
Until it smacks you in the face.
Like exactly.
You're going to learn this lesson that you're here to learn it, or it's going to get louder and louder and louder until
absolutely
something big is going to hit you.
Absolutely.
And we've all experienced it. I mean, both Dawn and myself, like I've definitely experienced it. I've had things, my whole life has completely flipped upside down. And then you're like, oh, but then, you know, you recreate your mindset beliefs and you shift and you right. take it on. Yeah. I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And never give up.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing too. Like I always, for myself, you know, there's going to be days where you're just, oh, you know, and you just feel like everything's hitting you all at once, but never give up because I want to encourage so many people that they are capable of anything they put their mind to.
Absolutely.
Anything. Yeah. They want something, they need to go after it and never give up. If it's truly aligned with what your purpose is mm-hmm. and what you're here to do, never give up on something. Like believe in yourself, have that confidence. And if you don't, it's okay. Well, then it's belief systems, it's mindset. And that's where we start.
Absolutely. One of the things I always say to my clients also is God doesn't put these desires in your heart unless they weren't meant to come true. Like we have a big, huge vision. And in order to get to that big, huge vision and call it in, like you said, this is foundation work. This is really getting to the root of what's going on in your core soul essence is mindset and belief systems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that, Rachel. I really do.
I agree with you too. So before we shift into talking about your amazing podcast, if somebody is interested in maybe booking a session with you or learning more about, you know, mindset belief work, what is the best way to get in contact with you?
I am on all social media platforms, Instagram, dawnchristine.com. Okay. It's with an E at the end of it. They can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, through everywhere. The podcast. I mean, I'm on everything.
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 So Dawn has a podcast. It's called Purposeful Wisdom. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So I have a beautiful co-host that co-hosts with me. Her name is Dee May. I want to give her a shout out too. I started the podcast and I was like, you know, I have a conversation with someone that's like-minded. So I literally shouted out on Facebook, like, hey, you're looking for a co-host. And, you know, I came across Dee and we clicked instantly and we started this podcast about a month ago. And we talk about everything from toxic relationships to self-care to self-love. We had an episode about aliens. I mean, we talk about everything. We do.
Just the limit.
Exactly. The sky's the limit on it. You know, we have psychic mediums that are going to be coming on. We have divorce coaches that are going to be coming on, dating coaches. We have so many topics that we talk about. We're a month in, you know, my purpose is to get the message out there and to spread the message, just like what you're doing, Rachel. Just the more people that we could reach out to, YouTube's one of the biggest platforms in the world. And, you know, it's not about the numbers for me. It's just about getting the message out and having, you know, I have so much life experience. Like, I feel compelled to share this knowledge with others. And so does Dee. And that's our mission, just to grow the platform and create community and have a safe space where people could just be and listen to authentic stories. Because we share a lot of personal stories on that podcast too.
I love that. And also, like you said, it's about making things accessible. Like, it's really saying, like, look, we have a shared experience here. Like, let's talk it through. Let's work it out together. Like, I'm all about demystifying the spiritual path, you know, like really pulling back the layers and pulling back the veil. You know, things don't have to be overcomplicated, but we need to have community to be able to work through it. You know,
absolutely.
That's what you're creating as well. And that's on YouTube and everywhere else as well.
It's on YouTube and we just started Spotify. So it's on nice. Spotify as well now.
And it's called Purposeful.
I just did that last week. So yeah, it's awesome. I'm loving it.
Download it, leave a review, bump it for numbers, people.
<It's>
I love it. So one more question. So for anyone that maybe is having that, why does everything happen to me? Why? You know, that mindset that we've all have had in our past. And maybe it's coming up and it's hitting a wall. Any piece of advice you can give to somebody who's looking to maybe break that mindset pattern and those beliefs?
Love that question. And yes, what I had to learn is that nothing happens to us. It happens for us. Number one, you don't see it in the moment. Mm. Speaking from experience, I had that mindset. Oh, why does everything happen to me? But I realized that even the toxic relationships in my life happened for me. Yeah. It taught me, even the toxic relationships, you learn lessons from it. You learn how not to be. And it gave me gratitude, which then led to forgiveness, because it's not for them, it's for you.
Absolutely.
And if that didn't happen for me, it wouldn't have led me to my purpose, which I'm doing now. So it's understanding that things happen to us for a reason, because it's shifting our true calling. And sometimes we don't know in the moment, like I said, you don't realize it in the moment, but it's here to teach you a lesson. It's to see how resilient you are and to see what you're truly capable of doing, because I believe that nothing is put on our plates that we can't handle.
Absolutely.
At all.
I totally agree. And I like that you brought up that we can't really see what we're going through in the moment, but as you're going through and you have more, you know, your mindset beliefs and the way you shift out of things, it's not as reactive any longer. And it's like,
absolutely.
Okay, like you said, this is a lesson. What's the lesson that I need to learn from this? And let's move forward. Not everything is rainbow and butterflies. Like you just said, we're going to go through some tough times, but let's have the tools to go through them.
Absolutely. That's super important. And, you know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity, right? So that in itself is like, you know, when people say, well, how come I have such crappy relationships, or how come this? So, okay, well, what is the pattern? There's a pattern there. You know,
as you're saying it, I'm like, let's unpack it, girls.
Right. But that, like, that's exactly what it is. So it's like recognizing that and saying, okay, well, if I've done it this way over and over and over, okay, well, then maybe I need to take a different approach.
Absolutely.
So it's, you're changing not for the other person, you're changing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important key in this.
And
right.
And I know that I just asked that last question, but let's go back to being energetic beings. The energy that you're pushing out is the energy that you're attracting. So if you have the mindset of I'm not enough, I'm not worthy of love, I'm not this, well, guess what? That's all that you're calling into your energetic.
That's right.
Energy. Yeah.
That's right. And it starts with you first, because you have to love, you have to care for yourself too first in order to attract the love that you deserve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Woo. So on that note, Dawn, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. You are a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Oh, Rachel, thank you so much. This was a great pleasure. I love speaking with you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.